If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work, not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 7. You must each decide in your own heart how much to give, and don't give reluctantly or in response to pressure, for God loves a person who gives cheerfully. Some years ago, I was involved with setting up a new hospice. There was a desperate need to raise funds, and although I'd never done such a thing before, I offered to organize a house-to-house collection. I recruited collectors, and off we went. It was the most beautiful experience. Almost everyone was not only keen to give, but thankful that we went to the trouble of knocking on their door. Many of you will have been involved in door-to-door collections and may have had a very different experience. I certainly have. On occasions, doors have been slammed in my face, but more often, there's been an attitude of indifference and an eagerness to put some small change in my box to encourage me to go away. God loves cheerful givers, and it's easy to understand why. He loves to see the cheerfulness because it shows the giver has understood that they're participating in his ministry to the world, and what could be more exciting than that? In making our gifts, we're declaring that we want the kingdom of God to come here on earth as it is in heaven. The person who gives to God with reluctance and a simmering resentment would be well advised to keep the money in their pocket. We clearly haven't grasped what Christian giving is all about. When we place money in God's hands, we can expect that lives will be blessed and people will find encouragement and hope. There is plenty to be cheerful about. Running Premier is an expensive business. It's very costly to obtain the licenses to broadcast and to employ all the staff needed to run the 3 radio stations, the 3 magazines, and a large number of other activities. My prayer is that as you support this amazing ministry, you will do so with an infectious cheerfulness and excitement. God is at work, and it doesn't get better than that. So let me ask you pointedly this question. Are you a cheerful giver? And now let's pray together. Lord God, we pray that you will help us to find ever-increasing joy in our giving. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. Hope you have a great day today. God bless you.
If you follow Jesus, you're already doing God's work. Not just on Sundays or in church, but in those emails and financial reports, at kitchen tables or on the school run. I'm pastor and author Tom Nelson, and in my new podcast, God's Work, we're going to completely change how you think about your job. So step into my office for some weekly workplace wisdom. Search God's Work with Tom Nelson on Premiere Plus or wherever you get your podcasts.